This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day leading up to the last weekend before what everyone agrees will be a fateful, important, consequential, epic American election. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll be speaking a little bit, not just about what's likely to happen in the election, but what's likely to happen or not to happen in the days following the election. There are literally millions of people who are expecting terrible unrest, including some leading corporate figures in the country. After the strong news about the economy and the growth rate and the gross domestic product, markets down again. Markets not going well at all today, down almost 500 points, the Dow Jones. Why is that? Does it have to do with some of the fears about an unstable, uncertain election? Wall Street loves certainty. Most Americans planning our own lives love certainty. There is one liberal commentator who is virtually certain he knows the outcome of the election. And no, this particular liberal, though he's supporting Joe Biden, thinks that President Trump will definitely win. We will get to that, and we will get to the latest and not always the greatest in terms of idiotic liberal proposals. How about the notion that you should legalize all kinds of misdemeanor crimes, like exposing yourself or stealing bicycles or trespassing in case someone is depressed? Well, yeah, they're considering that in a major American city, one of the dumbest ideas of all time. We will cover that. The major city, of course, where it's being considered, I am ashamed to say, is Seattle. And there is a news from Walmart, which is part of the alarm that I think everybody is expecting about the election. Walmart yesterday said it has pulled guns and ammunition from the sales floors of its U.S. stores as it seeks to keep firearms from being stolen should social unrest erupt. Now, this is a big step because they sell a lot of guns at Walmart, and they have refused, and good for them, pressure to remove all guns from their shelves. The statement from a Walmart spokesperson says, "We have seen some isolated civil unrest, and as we have done on several occasions over the last few years, we have moved our firearms and ammunition off the sales floor as a precaution for the safety of our associates and customers. These items do remain available for purchase by customers. They're just not going to be openly displayed. They're going to be under lock and key somewhere, presumably." Look, considering what just happened in Philadelphia this week with literally scores of stores looted and destroyed and stuff stolen and the police ordered to stand down and let it happen. With all of this, you can understand why they're doing this. The company in June removed firearms and ammunition from stores after George Floyd's killing by police when several of its stores were damaged. The nation's biggest retailer remains a major seller of guns and ammo, though it has scaled back, selling firearms only at roughly half of its 4,700 U.S. stores. Walmart stopped selling ammunition that can be used in semi-automatic rifles and handguns after a 2019 shooting at one of its stores in El Paso, Texas. You may remember that. There were 23 innocent people who were killed by a terrorist, by an American terrorist, in a terrible and hideous and unjustifiable attack. The company stopped selling assault-style weapons in 2015 and raised the minimum age to buy firearms and ammunition to 21 from 18. They did that back in 2018. It stopped selling handguns everywhere but in Alaska in 1993 and ended its sale of rifles like the AR-15, in other words, semi-automatic rifles, in 2015. Yet the CEO, whose name is Doug McMillon, has resisted pressure that he take his company out of the gun business altogether, saying last year that its remaining assortment of firearms will focus on hunting and sports shooting. Look, I understand why they're doing this, but it's one of those things where both Greg and Jeremy have noticed, spending more time in downtown Seattle than I do. Jeremy goes in every day so that we can broadcast this show. But there are literally whole streets, blocks and blocks and blocks, where everything is boarded up in downtown Seattle. Now why is this? Because folks are trying to protect their livelihood. They are trying to protect their source of income. They're trying to protect themselves and their property. And against what? Against this insane chaos that is going on here. There's a piece by David Brooks about part of what's going wrong in this country right now, and it seems to me, regardless of what side you're on politically, you have to say this is going wrong. 66% of Americans say they believe our nation is in decline, according to a study from the Institute for Advanced Studies in Culture. And 82% of Biden voters say that they think that Donald Trump would like to gradually transform our country into a dictatorship. 90% of Trump voters believe Democrats want to turn America into a socialist country. There's a survey by a group called Braver Angels, which sponsors bipartisan conversations, and they've determined that 70% of Americans on all sides believe that if the wrong candidate wins, America will never recover. This is horrible stuff. And again, when you look at some of the speculation that people have about coups, either a right-wing coup involving President Trump refusing to leave office and defying the law in case he loses, or in case President Trump wins, the deep state trying to block him from taking office for a second term. People believe all of this stuff and have become, I think, really unhinged in expecting some kind of election unrest. Look, we are not Guatemala. We are not a banana republic. Sorry, I mean, I don't mean to use Guatemala as an example, but there are tons of examples around the world. We're not Belarus, for goodness sake. But part of this has been built up because of all of the doubts about the legitimacy of the election, many of which, for reasons that I do not understand, many of those rumors and many of those suppositions and many of those warnings about an illegitimate election have been promulgated by the President of the United States. And I don't know why. USA Today has a well-researched, impressive piece under the headline, "It's Pretty Scary, Businesses Are Boarding Up in Anticipation of Post-Election Violence." Do you expect post-election violence? If so, from which side? From all sides? What should folks do about it? They talk in this article about Alex Provenzano, who owns a salon in downtown Washington, D.C. He installed his door and window coverings Wednesday, that's this week, not knowing whether next week's election would prompt a replay of the protests earlier this year in which businesses all across the country were damaged. When the protests broke out in May, the entire street was vandalized, said Provenzano, who owns AP Salon just off McPherson Square, a block north of the White House. I decided then we had to board up. Look, I understand business owners and operators trying to do the right thing and take necessary precautions, but how does this thing end? We'll get to that on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
MedVet Show. The president is due to give another one of his Make America Great Again victory rally speeches. That will probably be at some point next hour. We will go to it live. I think it is important to try to hear the closing arguments that are being made. The president's going to be speaking in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What's fascinating, of course, is how both sides now are concentrating on the same battlegrounds, the same crucial battlegrounds led by the state of Florida, which is the most important of them all. It's 29 electoral votes. It is by far the largest prize of electoral votes that is still realistically up for grabs. Biden today is campaigning in Iowa, in Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And he will deliver remarks at a drive-in rally. That's been the style of the Biden campaign in Des Moines before heading to another drive-in rally in St. Paul, Minnesota. Minnesota suddenly on the Biden schedule because Trump is going there a lot. Minnesota is the only state, and it's 10 electoral votes. It's the same as Wisconsin. It is the only state that Hillary carried, and she carried it very narrowly, where the Trump campaign now considers they have a chance to pick it off. In other words, basically what the Trump campaign is concentrating on is trying to defend all of the states they carried last time. And if they win those states again, they win the election. But just in case they lose some of those states, and they almost probably will lose some of them, then the winning Minnesota, taking that away from the Democrats, would be a sensible insurance policy. The Trump will attend rallies in Waterford Township, Michigan, and Green Bay today. The Green Bay rally is one we'll tune in on, before delivering remarks in Rochester, Minnesota, that after Governor Tim Walz enforced the state's coronavirus restrictions. I'm not sure what all of that means. I am sure that it means something terrible for our country, that people are associating violence with an election. And that doesn't mean there haven't been isolated incidents of violence and vandalism and protest and anger in American elections in the past, but it's been very minor. Nothing like what you're hearing about all across the country, of people boarding up buildings, being prepared for the worst. Across the country, reports USA Today, Americans are increasingly worried about the possibility of violence over the high-stakes presidential election, which analysts say could be marred in chaos as an anxious country waits days or weeks for the results. Three of four voters say they are worried. We are worried about possible violence, while only one in four say they're very confident the country will see a peaceful transfer of power if Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeats President Donald Trump. I don't understand how this is supposed to work, where this violence is supposed to come from. Honestly, I want to just add my voice as a little bit of sane perspective, I hope, which is that I understand people are taking precautions and they're canceling police overtime. In Chicago, the police department has canceled November days off for police officers in charge of managing protests. So said the police superintendent, David Brown. Everything is uncertain. We don't have any specific credible threats at this time, he said, although we are well aware of what happened with the Michigan governor, Virginia governor, and the militias planning to do something on Election Day, Brown said. He was talking about a plot. They just arrested two other neo-Nazis in Michigan who had come to the house of some podcaster to try to intimidate him. Look, this country has no reason to be going nuts at this point. And for people who believe the election will not be settled in the normal way by voting, that it's going to be settled in court, and there's also an arms race going on with that. The Democrats and the Republicans have put together all-star legal teams in case there are contested results. And yeah, I think that's a good precaution. That should always be there. But I ardently hope, and do safely assume that we are going to be able to get through this election with a clear-cut result and peacefully. How does it serve the country to do anything else? And at least in part trying to address some of this apocalyptic feeling that so many Americans seem to have adopted, the Democrats are talking about the election as a matter of life and death. Here's a collage that's put together by Tom Elliott of Grabian of some of the Democrats' closing arguments. That's clip one.
Vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Your life depends on it, so you better vote.
We have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Vote as if your life, your choice, depends on it, because it does.
The future of our democracy is at stake. The future of our economy is at stake. The future of our planet is at stake.
Don't put this off. We are in a dangerous, dangerous place. Our lives are at stake.
This is not a time to be nice and hope people come around. This is a time to this is a political war.
Look, people ought to vote in this election like their life depends on it.
You have to vote as if your life depends on it.
Vote like your life depends on it, because right now, it really does.
Vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Okay, this is, what's interesting about this is I think that this is one of those segments of Democrats saying things that most Republicans, most supporters of President Trump would agree with, that everything is on the line, which is why part of my message to whoever you are, whoever's listening out there, vote. Don't be intimidated not to vote. And by the way, it's too late to have your ballot count reliably if you're planning to drop it in the mail. I mean, I have all kinds of confidence in the Postal Service, and I love the Postal Service, and I'm glad they're there, and good for you, and glad they're doing their job. But if you really want to make sure your ballot counts, then you drop it off at one of the drop boxes, assuming there are drop boxes, or at any official site where you can do that. Or you come out like normal Americans do in most places, and there are opportunities for you to vote on election day. So what's the latest look of the direction of that election day? A multimedia star, very much on the left, says he thinks Trump's going to win it all. We'll get to the latest opinions of Michael Moore coming up on The Medved Show.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fired up.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Let's go change the world.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he is delivering the great American comeback during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The president taking his re-election campaign to the battleground state of Michigan, blaming China for allowing the pandemic to spread.
4 days from now, we are going to win this state, and we are going to win 4 more great years in the White House.
President Trump also campaigning in Wisconsin and Minnesota on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is dismissing President Trump's optimism that Republicans will take back control of the House in the upcoming election.
And we feel very confident. I know that we will win the House and increase our numbers, even though the president is saying the Republicans are going to win the House. So delusional, but delusional in many respects.
Pelosi speaking on MSNBC, USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
New figures about coronavirus, particularly in Europe, are alarming. And I don't think it gains anything for anyone, either as an individual or as a nation or as a political cause or anything, to try to ignore that. I want to get to that. But first up, we're talking about Michael Moore. And Michael Moore, I think, deserves a lot of credit as one of the very, very few people on the left who understood the Trump phenomenon enough to actually predict back in 2016 that Trump would win. I remember when he said that. We played it on the air. We tried to get him on as a guest. He's been a guest on our show before, but I guess that didn't go the way he liked it. But Mr. Moore was interviewed by The Hill. And I would be glad to speak to him in the next few days, on Election Day if he can, whenever he wants to. Because I think he has some reasonable insights that even very strong liberal supporters of his and of Joe Biden's need to take into consideration. Here is Michael Moore in that interview with The Hill and talking about why he thinks the Trump vote is likely to be underestimated by the experts. This is 2A.
It's awful news that Biden is ahead by 7 points in Michigan, and I have to fight against this constantly. I need to remind people that the poll back in July said at that point that Biden was ahead in Michigan by 16 points.
Right.
Trump has cut that in half. Trump has tightened virtually every one of these swing states to the point where, what are they saying this morning? It's 5 points ahead. Trump, Biden's 5 points ahead in Wisconsin. You know, he's maybe 3 points ahead in Florida, 2 points ahead in Arizona. Listen, don't believe these polls, first of all. And second of all, the Trump vote is always being undercounted. Whatever they're saying the Biden lead is, cut it in half right now in your head. Cut it in half, and now you're within the four-point margin of error. Mm. That's how close this is.
Okay, I think he's right. I do think the election is going to be close, and every vote counts. Now, he doesn't necessarily think this reflects outstanding leadership by President Trump, but he acknowledges it does represent a kind of genius. Here's Michael Moore.
None of us know, but I wake up every morning with the assumption that Trump believes he's going to win, and that's good enough for me. If he thinks he's going to win, then I think he's going to win. And I'm going to act every minute of today and the rest of the day until I fall asleep after midnight. I am going to be working to make sure he doesn't win, because he thinks he's going to win, and I know he's an evil genius, and he's smarter than all of us. And I know people hate to hear that, but I'm sorry. You to win the White House by losing the election, that's genius. I don't know how to do that.
Okay, and that is a factor that I think would need to be addressed if Trump does win a second term. He would become the only person who has ever won election and then re-election while losing the popular vote. And I do think that people who are supporters of President Trump should turn out, even in states where he has no chance of winning, or even in states where he is sure to win, because the popular vote may not determine who's the next president, but it's very important in terms of having an election that settles things for the country. And you can only imagine the howls of desperation and frustration if for the second time in a row we, and again, nothing like this ever in American history, there, if it turns out that President Trump loses the popular vote but wins the electoral vote. Yeah, the popular vote matters. The vote matters altogether, because people have all kinds of races lower on the ballot. There's incredibly good news with some of the Republican Senate candidates who I care very much about. I spoke yesterday, and I want to reemphasize how important it is, I think, for Republicans to maintain control of the United States Senate, whichever candidate wins the presidency. And there's good news, for instance, about Joni Ernst. For the first time in months, in an Iowa poll, credible leading poll, she has moved ahead of her Democratic challenger, and I ardently hope that Senator Ernst will win. Susan Collins, for the first time, has moved ahead of her Democratic challenger. It's essential that Susan Collins win. And of course, the numbers from Alabama show that Tommy Tuberville, who is running to challenge the Democrat, Doug Jones, is way ahead. And look, but every vote counts wherever you are, because there has to be somebody to challenge Keith Olbermann. He's back just in time. And he had this to say about in his unifying remarks about President Trump. This is clip 3A.
The Republican Party has only one platform plank now, this piece of Trump. Those of us opposing him have 1,000 goals. Equality, justice, climate change, restoration of the democracy, survival of the human race in its fight against COVID-19. Trump and his Republican cult have only one goal. This piece of Trump. We are fighting for, cornball as it sounds, truth, justice, and the American way. Trump and his Republican cult fight for only one thing. This piece of Trump. We are navigating the labyrinth to get every American a vote, to give every citizen a voice, to provide every group its rights. Trump and his Republican cult fight for the rights of only one, this piece of Trump.
Okay, is this the way to help unify America, which should be a goal? That's what the Biden campaign mostly has been running behind. Then Keith Olbermann concluded this way, and it seems truly apocalyptic. Listen.
They have chosen this path for 5 years. They awake each morning capable of extricating themselves from this subhuman slime. They may actually pray to whatever their concept of universal purpose might be, and somehow skip that part in their religion that says allegiance to the devil actually will send you to hell. They may do all this, and yet they act on only one goal, preserving this piece of Trump. And they will atone.
And this is the lightning bolt effect was added. But they will atone? I mean, doesn't this sound like Trump at his worst, where he talks about putting Hillary in jail and putting Obama in jail and putting Biden in jail, and he wants to put everybody in jail. He wants to put Miles Taylor in jail, who was anonymous. Keith Olbermann actually reflect the same idea in darker and even more apocalyptic terms? No wonder people are upset. Look, this is an election. There are real differences between the candidates. We face all kinds of problems and challenges right now. And it's one of those things where we need to keep eyes on the prize, which is actually helping our country. And that means helping our country get past the election, and then whoever wins the election, trying to rally behind that individual and move forward. And frankly, it would be very nice if there were some credible plans on either side or both sides to accomplish that. We will get to that issue and that challenge and more coming up on The Medved Show.
This is the Michael is the Medved Show.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
From politics to pop culture.
Pure energy.
And from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with all of the uncertainty surrounding the election, it's a great time to think about some long-term investments. And there's so many exciting companies that I've talked to you before about that are startups that give real possibilities of getting in on the ground floor of some of these high-tech developments. And you can do that easily with our crowd. It costs you absolutely nothing. Just get some of the information they can provide of some of the companies that are doing amazing things for the environment, for healthcare, for daily convenience, for energy conservation, for all kinds of different causes. Check it out. You can invest early alongside some rather potent angels and venture capitalists, and you can do it with even fairly minimal resources. Check it out at Our Crowd. Go to our website, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and just sign up to get some information that can keep you posted in this developing high-tech economy. Our Crowd, my brother's company, based in Jerusalem, Israel, and something that is very well worth considering. Okay, speaking of well worth considering and the economy, yesterday was, of course, a big day that could, in fact, help President Trump a lot because of the spectacular growth rate for the economy. Now, you need to have this understood because it's a growth rate for one quarter. We did not have a growth rate of 33%, as people heard. That was if that one quarter's growth actually was able to continue for an entire year, it would be at that rate. But that was coming after a previous quarter where things were down very sharply and helped move us back toward where we should be. Today, the stock market down almost 400 points. And the Wall Street Journal, which today the journal approaching the election is unequivocally pro-Trump. They are, do not endorse candidates. The Journal regularly does not endorse candidates, but they have about five different pieces that are very clearly pro-Trump. And they have a piece on the front page, U.S. growth erases much of slide. And they report gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced across the economy, jumped as pent-up consumer demand and government support helped power spending after disruptions related to the COVID-19 eased. The increase in growth, the biggest jump in records dating to 1947, followed a similar record decline earlier in the pandemic, when the virus disrupted business activities across the country. That puts the economy about 3.5% smaller than at the end of last year, before the global health crisis hit. They quote Diane Swonk, who's chief economist at Grant Thornton, saying record gains aren't enough to get us out of the hole that COVID left us in. She cited risks from a recent U.S. surge in infections as a potential economic headwind in the current fourth quarter, saying it's hard to reopen an economy unless workers and consumers feel safe and healthy. The third quarter GDP increase followed a 9% quarter-to-quarter decline in the second quarter, or a 31.4% annualized drop. The other point that they make in a later piece in the Wall Street Journal about the differences between President Trump and Joe Biden, they say that the recovery is expected to slow in the fourth quarter as the jolt from the economy's reopening and government stimulus fades, with unemployment expected to remain elevated through the winter. The Journal's October survey of top economists found that more than half of respondents do not expect the GDP will return to its pre-pandemic level until next year, and that the economy will contract, that is to shrink, 3.6% this year, measured from the fourth quarter of 2019. The U.S., as of September, had recovered about half of the 22 million jobs lost in March and April. The question becomes very profound, because when you look at the level of suffering, and the New York Times reporting today about a horrible increase in murder, and not all crimes have an increase, but murder does, and it's up 50% pretty much everywhere. And this is one of the things that it needs to be addressed on a federal level when it is a national problem like this. They focus in the Times on one tragic case of a 17-year-old young man who was a football star and doing well in high school and probably was going to have athletic scholarships offered from all kinds of colleges and universities, gunned down by gangs in his own driveway. Like many American cities where economies have been ravaged by the pandemic, Oakland has seen a surge in violence, including six killings of juveniles since June, and a 40% increase in homicides overall. To the south, in Los Angeles, the picture is equally bloody, with the city on pace to have more than 300 homicides for the first time since 2009. Beyond California, major cities from Minneapolis to Milwaukee to New York, and even smaller communities like Lubbock, Texas and Lexington, Kentucky are all confronting the same grim patterns, with some places like Kansas City, Missouri and Indianapolis setting records for the number of killings in a single year. All-time records. Philadelphia, which was gripped by unrest this week, it's quite a call it riots. Unrest is a euphemism. Riots this week after the police shooting of a black man is among the cities with the highest increase in homicides. Its 404 killings this year are a more than 40% increase compared with the same point last year. Now, what is causing this? They cite the disruptions people being kept out of school because of the pandemic and because of the lockdowns. But it's the other part of it is simply the pressure on police departments to stand down. And they make the point, and this is the New York Times, that because of all of the demonstrations and the riots and the unrest about policing, there are neighborhoods now where police are reluctant to show up in many cities. And those are precisely the neighborhoods, heavily black, where this murder rate is a gigantic problem. And honestly, I don't care who is the next president of the United States. If President Trump gets another term, there has to be a national focus working with blue state and red state governors and mayors to try to bring down this upsurge in crime. Because if you want to talk about one of the good things that has happened in America over the last 40 years, and 40 years is a long time, there was a profound reduction in violence and in criminality. And now we're wiping that all out. So places like Kansas City and Indianapolis have the highest crime ever, highest murder rate ever. This is a disaster. In Oakland's shootings are so common and often involve dozens of rounds of ammunition sprayed down city blocks that both the head of Oakland's police union and the city's interim police chief have compared it to a war zone. And I think we deserve better in the United States. The idea that people fear violence over this election only makes the situation even more painful and more acute. There is a piece, and it's a good piece, in Atlantic, which I think is important, about how Trump can shock the world again. And talking about the paths to an unexpected, or at least unexpected by some people not named Michael Moore, an unexpected Trump victory. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk to Paul Kanger about bringing America together and these horrible figures of the people who expect no peaceful transfer of power. If there is a transfer of power, or no continued power for President Trump, if that happens, we will talk about all of that and much more in This Greatest Nation Still Is. In.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.